Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trickers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,157. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. D-Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, who sucks less? We will review some Men's Room rules. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite Teeny Time with Ted.
A clack.
You're gonna dog.
All right, here we go. Ohio man punches brother in the face after not supporting his American Idol dream. Meanwhile, former Johnson County Sheriff's employee busted running a massage parlor.
With lotions and creams all over.
Nigerian prince scammer actually pulls off $1 million heist while in jail. Officer was playing Grand Theft Auto in his car when another car he did nail. And a man uses a Porsche as a battering ram to get his Nissan Altima out of an impound lot. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, actor Tom Hanks. Now, he's playing the role of Mr. Rogers in the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Well, Tom just found out that he's actually related to Mr. Rogers. Thanks to Ancestry.com, Hanks found out that he and Mr. Rogers are sixth cousins. Now, that is a biological relationship. There's another kind of relationship out there known as an Eskimo relationship. Now, an Eskimo relationship, if you don't know, that's when two people have had sex with the same person at different times in their life. For example, actress Robin Wright, who starred opposite Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump, she once dated Sean Penn, who once dated Scarlett Johansson, who is currently dating SNL's Colin Jost. Therefore, Robin Wright is Eskimo sisters with Scarlett Johansson, while Sean Penn and Colin Jost are Eskimo brothers. And if you know anything about Sean Penn and his dating life, there's a good chance we are all Eskimo brothers with Sean Penn. I don't think there's anyone he hasn't slept with. Our very own Miles Montgomery, he could have been Eskimo brothers with Eddie Murphy. And I know what you're thinking. How in the hell? This is what happened. Toni Braxton was flirting with him, but Miles did not recognize that it was, in fact, singer Toni Braxton flirting with him. So the whole thing went to hell. But he just has to settle for being biologically related to boxing legend Jack Dempsey.
Not who's so a fish?
Bad. Who's now a fish? Yes, that is correct. If I'm you, I would have rather slept with Toni Braxton. That's just me. But this is today's question. Relationships are relationships. Sometimes it's biological. Sometimes it's what we call via the igloo, if you will. So that's what today's question is. Who are you related to by blood or by igloo?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hola, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,157. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As our question today, we're asking who you are related to, either by blood or by igloo. And obviously, if you are related to somebody by blood, you have a pretty good idea how that works out, even if they're distant cousins, or maybe you did one of those tests where you find out your ancestry, you know your genealogical name, as far as it goes in history. There are all kinds of ways to figure out who you could possibly be related to. DNA tests, of course, and everything else. And then we have another way that we are related at times.
Sure.
And the term is called an Eskimo brother. Now, according
or
to...
Or sister. We don't forget about you either, ladies.
That's exactly right. The term Eskimo brother was popularized by the second episode of the American TV sitcom...
The League.
The League.
Yes.
The character known as Taco... described the concept when two guys had sex with the same girl to his friends, showing how he could get free drinks from his fellow Eskimo brothers at the time. Basically, there was a fraternal bond. He told Esquire in 2014, when he saw the turn in the script, he thought it was something that was out of this world. He Googled it. Nothing came up. He later learned the League's creator, Jeff Schaefer, he put that in the script. And it goes back to writer Billy Kimball in 1992. Kimball was not sure exactly what the writer was referring to, but he used the term to describe that meaning.
So did they just make it up themselves and they...
Correct.
Okay.
This is as Urban Dictionary gets. A term refers to a man or a woman who have had sex with the same partner at different points in time.
All right.
Now, to give you an idea on how this works. I dated a girl through high school and a little bit into college. We broke up and she started dating other people. I started dating other people. Eventually she met someone, got married, the whole deal. But after all of this, she dated a guy that I kind of knew, but not really.
Sure.
Now, he was a couple years older than me. I believe that they'd worked together. They went out 3 or 4 times, or maybe longer. Who knows? I'm not exactly sure. I'm doing my thing. She's doing her thing. All right. Well, he happens to be the manager at a bar that was very popular. And one evening, and this is long since passed that I have dated this person or he has dated this person. He is very well aware of who I am.
Okay.
Because she had just gotten out of a relationship with me. I am very well aware who he is because she told me I'm going out with this guy. Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Okay, there's the deal. She is now dating someone else. I'm sitting at the bar and here comes EJ. EJ comes up to the bar.
He's the manager.
He's the manager.
Okay.
He's the guy that dated the girl that I dated afterward. He's like, hey, man. So we have a very brotherly type of conversation about some of the things that we found to be wonderful about being involved in that relationship. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, at this point in time, I don't know him very well at all. And there's two ways that this can go. Either they're still going out, I don't know it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's not going to be a problem for me. It could very well be a problem for him.
Which becomes your problem,
which
right?
Then becomes my problem. This is not how this goes down. Much like the League, I now have an ice-cold beer in front of me on the house. At this point in time, I think the popular shot was like Jaeger or whatever it was. We did the popular shot at the time. I eat there. I continue to drink there all night. I don't pay for a thing the entire night.
simply based on the fact
that you both
that we have a bond. We are both Eskimo brothers.
Now, do you think it's because you're Eskimo brothers, or do you think it's because the specific thing that galvanized? Like,
there's
part of that
brotherly.
It's one thing to say I like NFL football, but I have a different conversation if you also say you're a Ravens fan. You guys were real specific.
Yes, we were. But this bond lasted for years after this, because, you know, I was probably a sophomore in college. So I was 19 years old. This bond lasted for the entire rest of my collegiate career. Good thing, too, because this was a popular place.
Right.
They had good food. It was a spot where a lot of people hung out. I never paid for a drink for the rest of my life.
He
was behind the bar. Now, if I walked in and he wasn't behind the bar, completely different. I paid my tab. People could not figure out. And I told him, you know, we have a bond. Because at that time, this term wasn't a term.
Right.
Yeah. So I couldn't say,
But technically, she did all the work for you to get a free tab.
That's not necessarily true.
No, it is. It is true. Because you guys bonded over a very specific thing. Not, like I said, if she's the NFL football, you guys were very specific about the team that you enjoyed. She put in the work. You ended up getting a free boost.
However, if it had not have been the fact that we both went and rode the same ride at this park and had that bond, I would have never gotten free anything.
Of course.
So I then, once I got into radio, I reciprocated a lot with him with concert tickets, and I tried to pay.
Again,
I tried to pay him.
She did the work, and now he's getting concert tickets. You're getting free booze.
We are great friends now.
And all she wants to do is brush
and
your teeth.
The only thing that we have in common was that we dated the same person for a little bit of time. Now, conversely, I'm older. This was when I was in my early 20s, late teens. Now I'm almost 50 years old, all right? So case in point. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, they have a parents' weekend at my daughter's school. So her mother and her stepdad flew down for parents' weekend. I flew down with my wife, and we all four were there for a parents' weekend, all right? Now, that included going to a San Diego State football game.
All right.
Which was actually pretty cool, because they're not bad this year. They're playing pretty good football, so that was exciting. We had weekend activities on campus. We had all these different things that we went to. Now, one thing for sure is that other than the common bond of both raising two children, which we both have, the only thing that is something that we share, all four of us, is that Tom and I are Eskimo brothers.
Cue the piano and play the Peter Criss hit.
So, but because of this, we're going to sneak off and get beers. You know, so any chance that we can.
So you guys are bonded over the fact you've both.
I don't know if you credit that one for the Eskimo brothers.
It doesn't matter.
You're just the two that want to go have drinks.
We are. But we both understand situationally what's going on based on the people around us.
Sure.
Because we have been familiar with this territory. Whether it's we're going to dinner someplace or all this. We know if someone's going to be late. We understand all these things because we have been in a relationship with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So we know when it's time to scat. You know, we know when it's time to leave. We know when it's time to sneak out. We know all that stuff. And, you know, although we do have the, again, common bond of having children that
I just think Eskimo brothers are like a fun term. Like, that dude helped raise your kids.
Right, we had a great time together.
But they're still Eskimo
brothers.
We're
still Eskimo brothers.
Yeah. Eskimo
brother raised this kid.
Yeah, no, so
I know it's a little different.
He's still my Eskimo brother, and I'm still his.
Right, no matter what.
If you called me and needed a favor, no problem.
It's still, look, I know what you're saying, Ted. But they're still Eskimo brothers.
We're still Eskimo
brothers. I mean, you are, right. But you're giving a little too much credit to the brotherhood on this one.
Well, no, no, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, as you get older, as you mature.
That's the only thing you have in common.
You know what I'm saying? You understand that, of course, people date multiple people. Of course, people have been in relationships. Some have children, some don't. You know, all those things. So, at this point in time, it's kind of like, yeah, toast, drink, let's go. Have a good time. And we had a blast. We actually snuck out of our seats at the football game, and I had hooked up a couple tickets to a suite. So we went up there, and we just absolutely pounded beers, did some shots, ate the food, came back down. Didn't really let them in on what was going on upstairs.
Of course not.
You know, we didn't want to go up there and take all the food and the desserts and stuff, because we were going to go back and get more beers and all that stuff. Lo and behold, one of the nice, because we didn't realize at first when we got there that they sell beer in the stadium. Then we kind of figured that out. So we're now we're okay. We can just kind of hang out. So
come on, Eskimo brother. Well, you should call him that next time you see him.
But every, 10
What's
minutes.
Up, BB?
Every 10 minutes, we'd be like, time to go get a beer. Now let's go get a beer, man. We get out of there.
And you're saying this is all because of your Eskimo brotherhood.
I'm saying that there is a brotherhood that is in place. It is an understood brotherhood, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, right? I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
So, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. That guy has a little more vested interest than just your Eskimo brother. Like, the guy at the bar.
That.
That's why you use that term.
Well, yeah.
That guy's married to your ex-wife.
Okay, but, like,
but
I have
you're
friends.
Still, I know what you mean to it. You're right. 100%
right.
Correct.
You're right.
But I have some Eskimo brothers that, frankly, are not welcome.
Right.
I wouldn't say hello to him, much less buy him a damn beer.
Well, yeah. I'm sure, depending on the situation and what happened and what transpired, but very rarely have I had a situation where the problem lied with someone else who dated the person I dated.
Right, right.
It was always my problem or their problem with me. So it never really expanded outside of that
sure.
circle too much.
And you're problematic.
I have friends that, like, I've got my buddy Brett. I'm pretty sure we are Eskimo brothers 3 different times. Now, I think he's the most. Because
3 different times.
3 different in
college.
College. Well,
you know it's
growing up together.
When you hear that, right, it's college,
and
for
then
sure.
I'm almost positive my buddy Jeff, we are Eskimo brothers 2. My buddy Pat, we are Eskimo brothers 1. My buddy Chad, I know for a fact we're Eskimo brothers 2. So,
hey, we worked with a guy that, unbeknownst to him, we used to work with a guy, unbeknownst to him, Eskimo brothers with bass player from Papa Roach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but you never, and so.
I mean, look, I have said this before. I have a buddy that's a, I have a few good-looking friends. So that
DB?
Buddy. No.
Are you Eskimo brothers with DB?
I'm not using names today. I have a few good-looking friends.
All right.
But there was one person that I was very excited. I was like, boop, 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 boop. Hey, man, press, can we?
You called him?
I called him, and he was like, what? And I was like, yes, it was a glorious night.
And how did he feel about
that? I think I was almost more excited that we had that bond now than I was to hook up with the
because
girl.
Of the level of how good-looking he is.
Yeah.
So you hooked up with, you know, someone.
Yeah, I feel like I had stepped up.
Right.
Yeah, like you want to be an Eskimo brother with right. someone like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
You're like, hell
well,
yeah.
Well, believe it or not, Bradley Cooper hasn't dated. Okay, so.
I know he has not dated a lot of people, but I'm saying the people that he dates based on his looks, that's got to be fantastic.
Here's a small breakdown for you, okay? The Hollywood crap that goes on, you know, they always say who's dating who. The rumor is that Jamie Foxx is going out with Kate Beckinsale.
All right.
So Jamie Foxx, as you know, was with Katie Holmes for years. I think they had to be right. under the table about it because of Tom Cruise.
Sure.
That's so weird that he's Eskimo Brothers with Tom Cruise.
He is Eskimo Brothers with Tom Cruise. Katie Holmes, though, if you look at this tree, at this graph that I put together, her branches don't expand too much.
No, no.
She's one of those people who is in longer-term relationships. She was with Tom Cruise for a longer period
of
time.
Like, Sean Penn has a forest.
She's been with, she was with Jamie Foxx for a number of years.
Sure.
Whoever she dated before that during whatever it was.
Tom Cruise.
Creeks or, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, she's not nearly as promiscuous as a lot of Hollywood is.
You don't
okay?
say.
But we look at Jamie Foxx. So, he was with Katie Holmes. Now, before that, he was with Stacey Dash, who we understand is now a political correspondent of some type,
something
I guess.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in Clueless. That's where she got famous back in the day.
Now, before he dated Stacey Dash, Jamie Foxx dated Stacey Keibler.
Who was with George Clooney
and Kevin Connolly from
Entourage.
Entourage, correct.
Also, what was that show with the really hot chick that married? I'm getting way off track here. But Kevin Connolly was the nerdy guy. There was a puppet, super attractive woman.
Puppet.
Then she married Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, really? Bobcat. Nice
I do
word.
Not know this show.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Now she's married to Jay Moore.
So Stacey Keibler.
Unhappily married?
Dated George Clooney.
Right.
So George Clooney and Jamie Foxx are Eskimo brothers. Now, George Clooney used to go out with Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which means that technically, as far as that goes, George Clooney. So Renee Zellweger has been, oh, God, let's see here. As far as people George Clooney has been with, Renee Zellweger, Lucy Liu, Kelly Preston, and Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz has gotten around, too, man.
Cameron Diaz also was with Justin Timberlake. So technically,
it was with Britney Spears,
right?
And who's is it? Jessica Biel? Is that who he's with now?
Right, he's married to Jessica Biel.
All right,
now Renee Zellweger.
Not had enough.
Renee Zellweger went out with Kenny Chesney. I believe they were married. So Kenny Chesney is Eskimo brothers with George Clooney. Jim Carrey dated Renee Zellweger. They are brothers. Bradley Cooper dated Renee Zellweger. He is also brothers with Clooney. Jack White from the White Stripes also went out with Renee Zellweger. So Jack White and George Clooney are Eskimo brothers as well. Follow along. Next up for Jamie Foxx, before that, was Olivia Munn.
Yes.
Olivia Munn used to go out with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, she dated Justin Timberlake, who went out with...
Justin's back.
So follow who Aaron Rodgers is brothers with. Cameron Diaz... well, no, I'm sorry.
Justin Timberlake dated Cameron Diaz, also Alyssa Milano, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, ugh, Rihanna, Alicia Keys, and Beyonce.
So Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake also.
Correct. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan also went out with Heath Ledger, Ryan Adams, and Aaron Carter. Lindsay Lohan also went out with, oh God, there's one more on the list if I can find it.
I think it's Lohan, dude.
Lohan, whatever her name is. I really don't care. Keep in mind that Olivia Munn, before she was with Aaron Rodgers and Justin Timberlake, was with the director known as Brett Ratner, who we had on the show.
Yeah.
Brett Ratner went out with Serena Williams, Mariah Carey, and Lindsay Lohan. So technically, Olivia Munn.
That last one. Serena is Williams. I get the first two.
Serena, Mariah. All right.
Olivia Munn is like Eskimo her. Sisters with Lindsay Lohan, Mariah Carey, and Serena Williams. Now, Rihanna has dated Ryan Phillippe, Josh Hartnett, Drake, Chris Brown, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Shia LaBeouf, Jay-Z, Colin Farrell, Travis Barker, and Matt Barnes, former NBA player.
Wow.
So you can get the idea how that splits off. Now, if we just want to go to the Kate Beckinsale sale.
That's all from Jamie Foxx.
That's all Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Those are all connections there. Kate Beckinsale was just dating Pete Davidson.
Oh, God, that's right.
Pete Davidson, who was dating Cassie David, who is Larry David's daughter from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she's a model. Pete Davidson also went out with Ariana Grande.
Grandy.
So Pete Davidson is technically Eskimo Brothers with Mac Miller and Big Sean.
Somehow those three make sense. Somehow I can see that one.
So now do you see how this is going down? Okay, now we move on to blood relations, as this is part of the question as well. Tom Hanks is going to be in the new Fred Rogers movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I don't know if you guys have watched this trailer.
I've seen the trailer.
I don't know if you've grown up with Mr. Rogers, which wasn't the most exciting children's show as
a kid. It sucked. It was awful.
But it was something that was, you know, just as regular as Captain Kangaroo was or any other morning show during that time. So if you grew up with Fred Rogers, you have to see this trailer, and I really think you have to see this movie.
Are you sure?
I've seen the trailer, man. Absolutely.
I like Tom Hanks. Mr. Rogers, I did not particularly care for because I thought he was creepy. I know, great guy, whatever, but I have no urge to see this movie.
So, I'm with you.
Right on.
I've never seen a Tom Hanks movie that I thought was bad.
I know, but now he's playing Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, okay. According to Ancestry.com, they are sixth cousins, Fred Rogers and Tom Hanks. Access Hollywood recently confronted Tom and his wife, Rita Wilson, and showed them the family tree, and they were definitely surprised. There's actually a show on PBS that does this.
Yeah.
Kind of figures out who you're related to. Apparently, they share a relative name, Johannes Meffert, who was born in 1732. The Meffords immigrated from Germany to America in the 18th century. The Jonases raised a family of patriots. Three of his sons, including Tom Hanks and Fred Rogers' ancestors, served in the Revolutionary War. Tom says, quote, "It all comes together, you see." And then he joked, quote, "I'd like to see if Johnny Depp is related to Fred Rogers. Can you find out? Ancestry.com.
That is kind of crazy.
So, but it's crazy just based on the fact that that was the character that he's going to play in the movie. So they are, in fact, cousins. So our question, who are you related to, either by blood or igloo? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who are you related to, either by blood or igloo? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hola.
Well, I have to say, much to my chagrin, through all this DNA crap, I found out that I'm related to Richard Milhouse Nixon way back. And even worse, Barbara Bush. And I don't care for pictures on the dollar bill. I'm still not pleased.
Yeah. That's a strange combination of people to be related to. So like Roger Stone, who actually was part of that Watergate investigation and working at the White House at the time, in the middle of his back, he has a tattoo of Richard Nixon's face. So the last time that I have seen Richard Nixon
was honestly on
his back. You know, I mean, within the last year anyway, which is disturbing as well.
Well, you know, I mean, they used to say back in the 70s that, careful guys, you got Nixon by the neck, but on the urinal.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Did someone tell you that you're related to them, or you did the Ancestry or whatever, the DNA thing and found out?
Ancestry.com.
And how far do they take you back to where that link was? Is it like from the 1800s, or is it from the 1900s? When is it?
Early 1630s.
1630s.
Yeah, it's not on you.
At that point,
yeah.
Thank God, but I came from Tricky Dick's hometown, and everybody said that he was a major chump.
But yeah,
the other one, you know, it's been quite a while, but me and the guy that was the best man at my wedding, we were Eskimo buddies, I guess you'd say. We used to flip a coin outside because, you know, we'd just take over a couple of 12-packs, and finally it ended up that I would go second because we'd use rubbers. Because I stretched it out too much for him, so it wasn't all that pleasurable. Just bragging.
Yeah, right.
I'm
going to take this opportunity to tell everybody about the size of my penis while I'm on the air here.
Right. All right.
I related to Richard Nixon. I also have a big penis.
Yeah, so just so you know.
Wanted to get that in there.
Okay.
Was he saying they were sharing one?
Yes.
Is that how those work?
No.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Now, I read this one the other day. Okay. New Orleans Saints coach. Coach Sean Payton. He is marrying his longtime girlfriend. Her name is Skyleen Montgomery.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Skyleen Montgomery is from West Virginia. She was born in 1984 to Skyler and Darlene Montgomery in Parkersburg, West Virginia. She went on to Marshall University in Huntington, where my mother and my father went, and my uncle went.
Are you related to this woman?
There is no way in hell. There's not even a million people in the state.
Right.
So if you're listening in Tacoma, there's more people in your town than there are in the entire state that I grew up in.
And it's self-explanatory.
And you know a lot of people, if you live in Tacoma, who live in Tacoma. Like, sure. It's a small, tight-knit community, although it's a large city. It's bigger than the state. So there's no way in hell that this woman who was Miss West Virginia, Skyleen Montgomery, somewhere down the line.
You're related.
I'm related to her. Absolutely has to be.
Are you going to his wedding?
To Sean Payton's, I was not invited.
You should ask.
I know.
Hey, man, you're marrying my cousin, more than likely.
Well,
right?
Exactly.
If you show up with your ID, you should be in.
That's all you need.
And there she is right there. Miss West Virginia, USA. Skyleen Montgomery.
You're not related to her.
I bet I am. I mean, look. Look at the
I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at you. I do not believe you're related.
It looks like a dude.
I think you share the same last name.
Who are you related to, either by blood or igloo? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Miles is looking at a picture of Miss West Virginia, but it's at a pageant. I didn't realize it was a pageant. I was about to say, like, I didn't realize West Virginia was that diverse. But I realized the one girl's sash is a completely different state.
Yeah, different state.
Yeah.
Each one.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. This is a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you, man. I
appreciate that. So is this blood or is this friend?
It's by blood, and my father did the Ancestry.com thing, and so I found out that I am related to the royal family by like 8th or 10th cousin, something like that.
So the British royal family.
Yeah.
Is there any other royal family? When you say I know there's other royal families, but like, it's like saying Oprah.
You're right.
Winfrey,
you're right.
Not Smith. You're right.
But so, if you're royalty, you're royalty.
True, but who...
Well, it's funny you say that, because we actually, there's also two dukes that I'm related to as well, which is Scottish royalty.
So you're related to two dukes and the royal family?
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living? How disappointed would they be to meet you?
Are you a peasant?
No, actually, I climb trees. I'm an arborist.
Okay.
What do you think about the latest Prince Andrew scandal, then, since you're related? Do you have any comment about
I'm not related to him. Yeah.
no comment. I haven't actually been paying too closely to that kind of stuff.
You don't want to know his story.
He stepped down today.
Yes, he decided
to pull back.
So let me ask you this. When you find out that you're related to the royal family, do you now have an interest in the royal family? I have no interest in them at all, but I guess if I found out I was related...
You maybe would.
Then maybe I would pay attention.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more than I originally was. Before, I had, like, absolutely no interest. But, yeah, I guess every once in a while I do kind of, like, look at the tabloids and whatnot on the magazine rack.
Yeah, well, you're now related to Meghan Markle.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Yeah.
Diversity in the family.
Uh-huh. But we're impressed, but we're just lowly commoners.
Yeah, that's us, man. I got nothing like that.
Who are you related to, either by blood or igloo? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up in seconds.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.